Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland. Hi, Tailblazers. It's me, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. Before we get started on our Little Girls Doing Big Things episode, I want to personally invite you to our next live reading of Little Lena by Kimberly Bellflower. It'll be at Greenlight Bookstore in Lefferts Gardens, Brooklyn, Sunday, July 21st at 1:30 p.m. It's going to be super fun, and I would love to have you join us. Head to girltalespodcast.com/events for more info, or check the info in our show notes. And a special thanks to two people who left us awesome reviews on Apple Podcasts: GrimLover444 and CJC828. Thank you so much for those wonderful reviews. And a very special shout out to Everly in North Carolina. Everly joined Team Rapunzel on patreon.com/girltales, where she has access to all our cool perks like coloring pages, downloads of our songs, and even the scripts to all of our fairy tales so you can read along as you listen. Thank you so much, Everly. I'm so glad you love Girl Tales. It makes me so happy. And now, on to our episode. This is Little Girls Doing Big Things with Emily Rinsler. Emily had a park built in her neighborhood called Mayor James Sheeran Park. I'm going to let her tell you all about it. Enjoy! Okay, so my name is Rebecca, and can you tell me your name and where you are?
I'm Emily Rinsler from West Orange, New Jersey.
Okay, cool. How old are you?
I'm 10.
So what grade are you in now? Is that fourth grade?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. I see. Okay. So how are you liking fifth grade so far?
I like it a lot.
Yeah. What's your favorite subject?
Science.
Oh, okay, cool. So I am interviewing you because I've heard you're pretty special. You've done this incredible thing for the town that you love. You had, I guess, what's the word you would say? You created a park? Is that what happened?
I had the idea for a park.
Okay, so you had the idea for a park.
Yes.
So how did you make that happen?
When I saw an empty grass patch down my street, I wanted to put something that people can enjoy there. So I wrote a letter to my mayor, and after a while, he responded to me.
So that's amazing. How did you feel when he said, "We're going to make this happen"?
I felt very special, and like I had the chance to do something great.
That's incredible. And so when did the park get put up?
May.
In May? And you were there for it?
Yes.
Can you tell me what is in the park now?
The two benches and a little free library.
So what? Okay, so tell me about this little free library. What is that?
It's a little tiny house. There are books placed in there because I like reading.
Our very first episode, it's called The Literate Mermaid. And I guess this is a spoiler alert. Do you know what a spoiler alert is?
Yes.
There's a little free library in that episode because the playwright loves those little free libraries. And there's one in my neighborhood, and it's the best thing ever. So what do they do? What do you do with a little free library?
Well, people can take out books and leave a book. They can take out a book and bring it back later on.
That's incredible. So have you taken out any books and left books there since the park has been built?
Yes. Many.
You have. Which books have you taken out?
A lot of chapter books.
Oh, that's so cool. What else is in the park? You said, so there's the little free library, and then there's the, what else?
There's benches and plaques.
Right. So then the benches and the plaques, they were dedicated to people who lived in West Orange, correct?
Yes.
And the families came the day the park opened, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So what was that like? Did you get to meet the families who dedicated the benches and the plaques to their loved ones? Did you get to meet them?
Yeah, I got to meet them, and they put a lot of books in the free library too. When I was mayor for a day, the mayor took me on a walk and showed me things that he did.
So you were saying you were mayor for a day. What? That is amazing. What was that like?
That was really special.
What did you do that day?
Took walks around the town hall and learned about our town.
Do you remember any cool facts about your town?
I learned about a lot of the mayors and what our town used to be like.
That's awesome. Now, do you see people hanging out in your park now?
Yeah, when I take walks, I see people taking out books and reading them on the benches. It's nice to know that people are doing things at my park and not just looking at it.
What kind of trees are there?
There are cherry tree and little pine trees.
That must be so beautiful. I think we're going to have to post some pictures on our website so people can see what this park looks like. Okay, so you love to read. What's your favorite book?
I don't have a favorite book.
So you don't even have one favorite. Okay, what's the last book you read then?
I'm reading I Am Malala at the moment.
Oh, I've read that book. That's such a good book. Have you heard of Malala Yousafzai before?
Yeah, I heard stories about women who have done great things, and Malala is often one of the people in there.
And yeah, she's super inspiring. Who else? What other women have been in those books? Like, who else inspires you?
So there are some first ladies and Helen Keller.
Yeah. So you're already doing incredible things now, just as a kid. What do you think you'll do when you grow up?
Right now, I want to be the first woman president of the United States.
Okay, so here we are. Emily, you are the first woman president of the United States. What is the first thing you do?
Well, I'd probably try to find people's the problems that people are facing and try to make it better for them.
I love that. And that's kind of what you're doing already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think What makes a park so special? Because it just, I mean, so, to some people, it might just be a patch of grass. But what is so important about putting parks into a town?
Well, it's more entertainment, and it helps our community be unified more.
Right. So people aren't just inside hanging out by themselves, going on their computers. They come out to the park where their neighbors are.
Yeah.
So, okay. There are a lot of kids who love their hometowns who are listening to your story right now. and they want to help their communities. Maybe they're afraid, they don't know how to get started. What's your advice?
Some advice I'd give them is to stand out and talk to your mayos and be kind and like unify.
Yeah, I love that. You had an idea and you took action. So I think that's so cool. Do you have anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Something I did in December, I went to the Trenton capital of New Jersey and went to our state house and with Assemblyman McKeon, and I learned about bigger than just the town, state, New Jersey. I got to vote and I met Milo JC and other people such as Senator Cody.
Is Senator Cody a state senator?
Yes.
That is amazing. That was awesome. What did you talk about with the senator?
I was looking at him and what he does while he's at his job.
Well, Emily, this has been so wonderful. I'm so excited for all of the other things you're going to do. And you totally have my vote when you run for president.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Little Girls Doing Big Things with Emily Rinsler. To see photos of the park, head to our Facebook page or our Instagram. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/girltalespodcast, and our Instagram handle is @girltales. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, or even better, tell your friends all about Girl Tales. Or even better, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, I believe in you.
If you take my hand up.